Snort stared at me for a moment, then clubbed me over the head with his paw.
Hunk talked stupider and stupidest. Rip and Snort not give a hoot for feeling good. What means talk about treacherous potty chicken?
I picked myself off the ground and straightened my ears. I don't know what you're talking about. He raised his paw to club me again. Oh, that! Okay, here we go. You mean the fabled treasure of the potted chicken? He nodded.
Table treasures of potty chicken. Rip and Snort got big hungry for potty chicken.
It's potted chicken. Potted. Chicken in a pot. Snort raised his paw again. Okay, have it your way. It's potty chicken. The brothers exchanged winks and chuckles, and Snort said,
Huh, Hunk not fool Rip and Snort with dummy talk and change up words.
I guess not. So you're demanding that I tell you about the potted, the potty chicken? Is that what I'm hearing you say? They nodded. What if I told you it was secret information? They stared. Don't you even care? They stared. Look, Snort, if I gave you the secret, you'd probably go right out and steal our chicken.
Rip and Snort very good for steal chicken.
Yes, but that would be cheating.
Ha! Rip and Snort very good for cheat, too. Better cheatest in whole world.
Yes, but then everyone would call you a chicken cheater. Is that how you want to live your life?
Coyote brothers wanting to live life with tummy full of chicken. Or dog.
My mouth was suddenly dry. I see your point. Okay, guys, you leave me with no choice. I guess I'll have to tell you everything. And with that, I let it all spill out. All the classified information I had dragged out of the cat and had spent so many long hours and months piecing together. When I had finished, they knew everything, every detail. That at the west end of every rainbow, there sits a golden pot of boiled chicken. Our secret was lost. And so were our hopes of ever finding the fabled treasure of the potted chicken. On the other hand, I had every confidence that the cannibals would go streaking off to find the elusive west end of the rainbow, thus leaving us free to make our escape. Pretty clever, huh?